Yesterday, a US congressional committee voted to subpoena the Justice Department for the full Mueller report into Russian election meddling. 2 weeks after the Attorney General released that summary, clearing the Trump administration, that four-page summary. While that all plays out, you've spoken with one of the people pretty relieved to be off the hook, I think. His name is Rob Goldstone. Who's Rob Goldstone?
So Rob Goldstone is an English music promoter who worked for years in Sydney before somehow finding himself at the middle of the Trump-Russia maelstrom. Nearly 2 years ago, it emerged that he was the man who sent an email on behalf of his Russian pop star slash oligarch client, organising what would become the infamous Trump Tower meeting between Donald Trump's son-in-law, campaign manager, and a group of Russians during the presidential election campaign. When that came out, it was seen as smoking gun evidence that Russia had been conspiring with the Trumps to influence the election. Goldstone always maintained it was just a big misunderstanding, and it seems that Robert Mueller has accepted that version of events, as no charges were laid connected with that meeting. So I thought it'd be interesting to ask him what he thought about the completion of the Mueller report.
Okay, let's hear now from Rob Goldstone.
Given everything that you know about this, the experience you've had with the Trumps, the meeting that you took, the conversations that you had with the Mueller investigation and Congress and all that sort of thing, were you surprised when the summary letter of the Mueller investigation came out and said there was no criminal conspiracy between Trump, the Trump campaign and Russia? Was that a surprise to you?
It wasn't a surprise for two reasons. The first is, I've said from the very beginning, if my email and that subsequent meeting were a prime example of the sorts of investigative leads that were being looked at as an evidence of collusion or conspiracy, then there would be no collusion. But the second part of it was, and I've said this in a more of a flippant way, if you were going to conspire or collude with anyone, in my opinion, Donald Trump would be the last person you would collude with. He's your friend at 10 o'clock. He hates you by 2. He's tweeting about you by 5. And everything you've ever said to him is public by midnight. Why would you collude with Donald Trump? So, you know, could there have been people who had colluded or conspired or whatever? That I didn't know. Maybe they would have found that. They haven't. And that's actually a great thing for the United States of America. Although there are a lot of people jumping up and down and now saying, oh, they should investigate the investigation because it didn't give them, obviously, the result they wanted. Realistically, it's a great thing that the United States can say, our president, whether we like him or hate him, did not conspire with the Russians. That's a good thing.
Hmm. Does it surprise you that Donald Trump continues to back Vladimir Putin on most global issues, given that he's been copping so much heat about his relationship with Russia over the last couple of years?
No, it doesn't. And again, I say something similar to what I'm about to answer in my book, which is, I think Donald Trump likes Russia and likes Putin because he believes that Putin and Russia like him. I think Donald Trump likes people who like him. And I think there's no why or wherefore or logic to who he likes or what he likes. There was a profound anger, not hatred, but close to hatred, of Hillary Clinton and what that could mean to the Russians in terms of sanctions and their economy. And Donald Trump was seen as the savior. And I think in the same way as he heaped praise on Putin and he talked about him being strong and all that, I think he is flattered by anyone that says anything nice about him. We've seen it time and time again on things he does. And Putin has supported him. Russia supports him. And at a time when most of the world, you know, fly images of him as a giant baby in a nappy around, Putin likes him. Russia likes him. So I think that's the reason why. I think it's nothing to do with politics.
Rob Goldstone, a music promoter, found himself in the middle of the Mueller inquiry there. He spoke with Matt Bevan for Matt's podcast, Russia, If You're Listening, and a new episode examining the Goldstone story, if you like, in detail, is up now, wherever you get your podcasts.